did you go outside, sir, once you were inside the gym?
Me?
Is guilt written all over his face?
I went around looking for him, and I seen him in my car.
Stealing your money.
Or is it just the jitters?
He was in the gym. He was acting weird.
Were you acting weird, sir?
No, Your Honor.
Are you acting weird now?
I mean, you're very intimidating, so I'm a little nervous.
You're right.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old Eduardo Martinez Jr. is suing his former friend, 18-year-old Justin Majerik, for stealing $600 from the glove compartment of his car.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 497 on the calendar in the matter of Martinez versus Majerik.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Martinez, the defendant was a friend of yours. According to your complaint, you went with the defendant and someone else to a local gym to work out. Prior to going to the gym, your mother had given you some money. She gave you some money from a tax refund that she had gotten. I assume your mother is here and you're going to be able to establish that.
Correct.
To me. Yeah. You and the other friend went inside to the gym to work out. You left your wallet and money inside the car. It is your claim that when you came out, you saw the defendant reaching inside the car, having broken the car window and stealing your money.
Correct.
You want him to return that money because he ran down the street and got away. The defendant says that while you ditched him at the gym, he did not take your money. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Majerik, how old are you, sir?
18, Your Honor.
Ever been in trouble?
Yeah, in the past.
Hmm?
Yes, in the past.
For what?
You know, just stupid knucklehead stuff. Like,
other than this, what other stupid knucklehead stuff?
I don't know, like skateboarding where you're not supposed to be skateboarding.
What
talking
else?
Back to a cop.
Talking back to a cop?
Yeah, like just being like a stupid teenager, you know?
Not all teenagers are stupid, sir, to the extent that they get into trouble. What else other than skateboarding and talking back to a cop who told you to stop?
Nothing else.
No trespassing, no burglary.
Well, trespassing is what I mean by like skateboarding where I'm not supposed to, you know?
I'm not talking about skateboarding where you weren't supposed to. I'm talking about trespassing on somebody else's property, in their house.
Nah.
So only skateboarding where you weren't supposed to. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Interesting. Okie dokie. Now, Mr. Martinez, on what date did your mother give you this money?
March 18th.
At what time of the day did she give you this money?
4:00.
Where were you when she gave you the money?
I went to go pick Justin up. He called me and he asked me to pick him up so we could go to the gym. So I went to pick him up. I told him I gotta stop home because I gotta go get money for my mother.
Where had you been?
Oh, school.
And you had to stop home to pick up cash from your mother?
Yes, because she was gonna help me.
Mr. Martinez, just follow where I'm going, sir. Hold your head still, madam. Try. Now, your mother has, in the safety of your home, this cash. You wanted to go and pick it up and keep it in your car while you went to the gym. So you stopped home to pick up the cash. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
And then you were going to the gym. And where were you going afterwards?
I was gonna bring the money to go pay my insurance right after the gym because we were gonna only be at the gym for about half an hour. So I was gonna go right.
Nobody goes to the gym for half an hour. Nobody goes to the gym for half an hour. Where were you going to pay your insurance?
Right down the street from the gym.
So the insurance company is right down the street from the gym?
Yes, it is.
So now explain to me, sir, why you didn't go to the insurance company and pay the money before you went to the gym?
Because I was getting rushed to go to the gym.
Who was rushing you, Mr. Martinez?
I had the witness, Amanda, waiting at the gym for us. And we were running late because my mom had to go cash the check.
What was she waiting at the gym for?
She was waiting to work out with us.
With whom?
With me and the defendant.
But he didn't go to work out with you.
Yes, he did. He called me and asked me to pick him up to go to the
Yes, but he didn't go inside.
Yes, he did.
And then he went outside.
After acting suspicious for a little while, I seen he was acting suspicious, so I went around looking for him, and I seen him in my car.
No, that all sounds very dumb to me. You go and pick up $600 in cash, you leave it in your car, and the reason you stopped at your house to pick up the cash was to pay for your insurance, which you leave in the car, and the insurance company is right down the block, so you could have gone in, paid for your insurance for 5 minutes, so you don't have $600 in cash in the car. Does that sound kosher to you?
I have teenagers, Judge. It sounds very kosher.
Does it? Does it? Now, Miss Martinez, now you can stand up and show me proof of the money that you gave him.
Your Honor, he has papers right here from my tax return from last year.
Tax returns, right. Mm-hmm. So you got a check. And show me when you went to cash that check.
Well, I had an H&R card to deduct money every time you need it. But I lost my card, and they did not have a copy of the documents when I deducted money.
H&R Block didn't have a copy of the thing where you deducted the money?
I didn't save the papers. I'm sorry. I should have saved deduction papers. But this is what I received back.
I don't care what you received back. I want to see that on or about March 18th, you deducted $600 from your account. That's what he says was taken.
I don't believe I have them.
Yeah. Now you can sit down.
Okay.
Now I'll see a police report. What happened to this case, Mr. Martinez?
It was cleared. The criminal charges were cleared.
Cleared? You mean they were dismissed?
Yes.
Do you know why?
It was taken to trial, and I didn't show up to the one court case.
Why not?
Something medical. I had something happen with my hand.
Did you show up for court, sir?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a lawyer?
Yeah, a public defender.
Now, I don't know how much money was in the glove compartment because I have no idea. Only the person who took money out of the glove compartment would know whether it was $600 or less than $600 because she has no proof as to what actually she gave him. Now, how much did you owe on your insurance?
$550. So it was about $50 extra that I had left for myself she gave me.
Okay. Now, why did you go outside, sir, once you were inside the gym?
I went outside because I got told that I wasn't allowed to work out, that he could only have one guest. So instead of just waiting around, I ended up going to get some coffee.
You were told by someone at the gym that you couldn't work out with him, even though he was a member, because he could only have one guest?
Yeah, correct.
Do you remember who told you that?
Nah, just one of the employees there that, like, checks people in.
Had you gone in at all to the gym? Were you working out for any length of time before you were told to leave? Yes.
Oh, nah, we just arrived there, and I got told that he was only allowed one guest, so I basically was just supposed to just chill around, I guess.
Is that what happened?
No. He got into the gym. The one guest, he was the one guest. Amanda's got her own membership there. He was the one guest. He got in the gym, and I have the people from the gym will back up my story that he was in the gym. He was acting weird because my personal trainer was there, and she said he was acting weird the whole time.
Were you acting weird, sir?
No, Your Honor, and she was not even there. It was a totally different
person. Are you acting weird now?
Well, I mean, you're very intimidating, so I'm a little nervous.
You're right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you need glasses?
Well, I got them. I just don't like wearing them.
Why?
It makes me look like a little geek, you know?
You could put on glasses. It's better to look like a geek than a moron.
And later today,
you were playing golf in the street, and you hit the plaintiff's car with a golf ball. But your mother said that it was the plaintiff's fault because she went through a stop sign.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eduardo Martinez Jr. says his former friend, Justin Majerik, stole $600 from his glove compartment.
Now, let's assume for the moment that you were in fact told that you couldn't work out because only one guest was allowed. Can you see me well?
Yeah. I got bad eyes, so I gotta like kind of.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Do you need glasses?
I got them. I just don't like wearing them.
Why?
It make me look like a little geek, you know?
You can either look like a little geek or you can look peculiar. I'm telling you, when you go like this, you look peculiar.
All right.
My husband's mother, rest in peace, she's no longer with us, but she used to walk around like this, but she was 90. Looks
probably
odd.
Where I'm going to be when I'm 90.
Looks odd, sir. Wear glasses.
I'm trying to get contacts, but I can't, you know, get past the whole putting the thing in your eyes.
I can't thing. Either, so you could put on glasses. It's better to look like a geek than a moron. You know, you have your choice. So if you need glasses, you should wear them.
Okay.
Now, were you pretty annoyed when you were told that you had to wait outside?
Of course. Who wouldn't be, you know? You're supposed to go work out with your boy.
The answer is yes, you were annoyed. Really destroying this pen. If you wore a belt, you wouldn't have so much trouble.
I knew that was coming.
Well, it's true, right? You see, on your belt? I want to see I have a belt on. That's what belts do. They keep up your pants.
Are you sure?
Yeah, also a needle and thread. Now, at what time did you stop by Mr. Martinez's house that day? Was it 3:30, a quarter of 4?
I never stopped at his house.
Not you. He stopped at his house. He said he picked you up and then stopped by his house.
Not that I recall, no. From my knowledge, I think it was just like a straight shot from my house to the gym.
Did you stop at your house before or after you picked him up?
I stopped there after I picked him up. I told him I have to go home because I need to get money for my mom for insurance.
Do you know, Mr. Martinez, even though your mother doesn't have the requisite proof that would make me really comfortable, I do have a tendency to believe you, sir. And it's not just the glasses. I want you to trust me on that. It's that your story doesn't make sense to me. And even though I would, as a normal adult, take the $600 and go and pay the insurance and not put the money in the glove compartment in the car, I think that Bird actually, although I'm not letting him make this decision, but I like the input. Bird's probably right. Teenagers are stupid. They might stop over because the girlfriends are waiting. And he says, well, I'll go and take care of it later and put money in the glove compartment of a car, whereas somebody with a little more experience wouldn't do that. He reported the incident immediately to the police on the same date. He identified you as the person who took the money. You were a friend of his. Clearly, you were a friend of his because he stopped by to pick you up to go to the gym. And lest there is some suggestion that he's psychotic, why would he report that his friend stole the money and not some stranger? So I do have a tendency to believe him. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. Thank you, that's all.
All these are excused. You may step out.
I said, Justin, we were screaming. We said,
surprised. Surprised you weren't that way.
What are you doing in my car? And he ran off.
I kind of figured she would, you know, pick out them little lies.
Because he owed money for drugs.
I followed the drug dealer, sir. I'm pretty sure I'd be into the cashmere and...
Because he was well-known around the neighborhood for that.
A little nicer slacks than these holy jeans, you feel me?
He was supposed to be a friend. Friends don't steal from each other.
No, never. If I consider you my friend...
Well, I'm done with him. He can talk all the stuff he wants around the neighborhood, but...
Then you're gold. I got your back.
Obviously, I won, so...
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Twilley versus Ledford. Step forward, please.
Linda Twilley is suing neighbors Karen Ledford and her son Martez for damage to her car. Linda claims Martez dinged the front end while hitting golf balls in the street.
Miss Ledford, you live with your son?
Yes.
Who else lives with you?
Just my son and I.
Are you a working lady?
I'm retired, Your Honor.
What kind of work did you do?
I was an educator, teacher, consultant, education coach.
An education coach?
Yes.
For how long?
I taught for over 30 years, and afterwards I started doing some consulting and became a coach.
And you taught in a school?
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's where most people get their education, in a school.
Yes, ma'am.
You wouldn't go to a baseball field?
No.
Right?
No.
Teach math or science or English or history. Mm-hmm. You go into a classroom?
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's where people learn, in school. And what's your first name?
Martez.
Do you play sports?
Yes.
Do you play baseball?
No.
Soccer?
No.
Football?
No.
Basketball?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, you wouldn't think of going into your mother's classroom with your team and playing basketball, would you?
No.
Why is that?
It's not the right place.
That's right, because the right place to play basketball is on a...
basketball court.
You understand where I'm going with you?
Yes.
Well, why don't you tell me where I'm going with you?
You're saying golfing in the street is not the right place.
Right. Golfing in the street is not the right place.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you know that they were using the thoroughfares as a golf course with real golf balls?
They were supposed to be using plastic balls.
There we go.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. Linda Twilley says neighbor Martez Ledford dinged her car when he hit a golf ball in the street. Martez says Linda ran a stop sign, so the accident is her fault.
Because this is what this case is about, and I read your mother's answer, and I knew she could only be half serious about it because it was sort of ridiculous. You were playing golf in the street, and you hit the plaintiff's car with a golf ball. You don't deny that you hit the plaintiff's car with a golf ball and dented it, but your mother said in her answer that it was the plaintiff's fault because she went through a stop sign and was going too fast. And if she hadn't been going too fast, you would have been able to complete your swing. That's what it says in the answer.
Yes.
Without hitting her.
Yes.
Yeah. You know how ridiculous that sounds now, right? We went over that. You play basketball in a basketball court. You don't teach history in a football stadium. You play golf on a...
golf course.
Right. Not in the street. Because that's the wrong place to play golf and the right place to drive a car. Right?
Yes.
Correct.
You are correct, but there were circumstances involved.
There could be no circumstances, but for the fact that your son was playing golf in the street where he had no business playing golf, he would not have damaged the plaintiff's car. Not the other way around. Not if plaintiff hadn't been going too fast. If he hadn't been doing the wrong thing by playing golf in the street, then we wouldn't be standing here today. And you weren't there.
I was at the house.
You were not there.
That's not in the street, no.
Correct.
He has a witness and he has individuals who is with them.
You know when teenagers tell the truth?
All the time.
When they're sleeping. Period.
Yes.
Period. Do you know, Miss Ledford, that he plays golf in the street? Did you know that before? Look at me.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you know that before that your son and his friends shot golf balls in the street where people walk, where cars ride? Did you know that they were using the thoroughfares as a golf course?
I knew that they were using the yard at times to use the yard.
Whose yard?
Our yard on the chart.
Now, you knew that they were using your yard to play with real golf balls? We're not talking about those wiffle balls that had holes in it. You believed that they were playing with hard golf balls in your yard?
They were supposed to be using plastic balls.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Now, let us assume that's true. Were you using a plastic ball when you hit the plaintiff's car?
No, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So now, Miss Ledford.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you have allowed your son to play with regular golf balls in the yard of your house?
No.
Because it's dangerous.
Yes.
Because he's a big boy, his friend is a big boy, they're probably very strong, child can be walking by, they didn't aim in the right direction, they sliced to the left, they zigged to the right, and all of a sudden you have somebody who's brain dead, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Now, would that be the fault of the child who was maybe crossing the street, not in a crosswalk?
Well,
let's say, let me ask you this question. You're an 11-year-old child, and you're crossing the street, and you're not in a crosswalk, and your son is playing with hard golf balls in the backyard of your house and slices a ball and hits the 11-year-old in the head, mm-hmm. causing a coma,
yes.
Brain dead. Now, was it the child's fault that they're crossing, not on the crosswalk?
No.
Perfect. How much is the damage to your car?
$400, Your Honor. I brought pictures. Would you like to see?
I'd like to see pictures and the estimate, please. See how you embarrassed your mother? Your mother thought you were playing with plastic golf balls. Charging for the plaintiff in the amount of $386.96. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
young lady ran the stop sign.
I did not run the stop sign.
He had someone watching out.
That's the most ridiculous argument.
To make sure everything was clear and nothing was in the way.
And that's the only thing he could come up with.
Plaintiff ran the stop sign.
The mom should hold him responsible.
That he'll have to use better judgment next time.
Instead of letting him get away with this ridiculous excuse.
People need to obey the stop signs also.
He shouldn't have been doing it. Period. End of story.